your month. It has started. It's that time of year. People are out. They're spending money and pushing to get that last must-have item. The Salvation Army are ringing bells. Lights are hanging and shining brightly throughout the cities and homes. Christmas trees are everywhere. Billions of dollars will be spent. Some people are going to get stressed out and angry. This is a season that the world has taken over. They've forgotten the true reason for this season. It's about the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not about what you're buying at the store, or who's got the best decorations, or who's throwing out the best spread, or how many people are going to be at Christmas dinner. It's about Jesus Christ, our one and only Savior. He brings us hope. He brings us joy. He brings us peace. We need to remember during this time of year, we need to remember it all year long, but especially this time of the year, that there are broken families out there. There's homeless. There's the addicts. And various types of other people. But there are others that also embody the spirit of Christmas. They volunteer their time. They help others. They pray to our Lord Jesus. They make you feel warm and grateful. It is a time of Advent, the time of hope, love, joy, and peace of our coming Lord. The word Advent comes from the Latin Adventus and means the coming of the Savior. It is a holy season that marks a period of expectant waiting and preparation for the celebration of the Nativity, also known as the season of Christmas. Today is a message of hope. Not the hope about, I hope for a white Christmas. I hope it gets warm. I hope my team is won. I hope I get what I want for Christmas. No, that's not the hope we're talking about. We're talking about the hope that Christ gives. Let's look at Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 16. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line, and he will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. The promise was made. Hope was alive. The Christmas season isn't just a tradition. It's the announcement of God stepping down to our world. A hope that reaches into the human heart. In Isaiah 9 verse 6, that says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This reminds us that Christ didn't come as a distant Savior, but as a gift given to us. He's a Savior who understands us. He's a Savior who walks with us. He's a Savior that goes through our trials with us. We are not left alone. He is hope. He is love. He is joy, and he is peace. His peace is everlasting. As we think about this, we're reminded that Jesus is with us always in everything we go through. Both the good and the bad, Jesus is at our side. We are not forgotten by God. God's timing is never late. The birth of Jesus was perfectly planned, as we'd seen back in Jeremiah and Isaiah and several other books throughout the Bible. If God has that kind of timing, does he not have a plan for you? Hope. Hope is found in faith in God. He who is all powerful. Hope is not changing circumstances, but in trusting God to be present and guiding us through them. Hope is rooted in the belief that through him all things are possible. All things. Not some things, not a few things, but all things are possible. In Matthew 19, verse 26, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Let's say that again. All things are possible. So no matter what you're going through, all things are possible. If things look bleak, remember, through God, all things are possible. If you don't think you can make it another day, there's hope. Because in God, all things are possible. Paul says in Romans 15, verse 13, "May the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." In this season of Christmas, despite the hustle and bustle, we must slow down and regroup. Remember God's perfect timing. The birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in John 14:6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to to the Father except through me. That's the hope that we as Christians have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The season of Advent is here. The celebration of the birth of our Savior is coming. But please let us remember, the true meaning of Christmas is not the presents, the decorations, or the trees. It's our Lord. And as we go through this season, let's not forget to pray for those that are lost, homeless, addicts, the broken families, and the ones in need. They all need God's help. Pray for a hope in their lives that they may know the true love of Jesus Christ and what He has to offer. We as Christians are the lucky ones. We know Christ. We know He's our Savior. We know through Him we can come to the Father. But those that are out there struggling are missing it. And they don't understand that there is hope. And that hope is for them. That hope is in the Savior. That hope is in the Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You for today, Lord. I thank You for Your message that You have given us, Father. As we close this message out, Father, I want You to watch out for each and every one out there, Father. All that we have talked about, to show them that there is hope, to show them that there's love and there's peace, Father, to give them what You give us, Father, to fill those empty holes, Lord, with Your love. As we get ready to leave here today, Father, please be with us, Lord. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.